1980, brand new book published called A People's History of the United States, written by an author, Howard Zinn. For those of you that have read the book, you know that this book changes everything. It turns history upside down. Howard Zinn specifically states that in this book, he's going to tell history from the point of view of those who lost. Sadly, we lost Howard in January of 2010. Howard was an activist, though, and people used to give him a hard time for being a historian who actually was an activist. Howard always took the position, though, how can you tell history if you can't tell it from somebody's point of view? You're always going to tell it from a point of view, so he chose it, and he took the idea of being an activist, being very proudly. And so here at Busted Pencils, where we have an education activist of the week, where we're talking about the good things that people are doing to bring back American public education, we're going to end every show with a moment of Zinn. Some specific little sentence or two that Howard Zinn said to remind us all about what we're doing. That is, we're going to hear something special from Howard Zinn in our moment of Zinn.
Our obligation is not to the government. Our obligation is to the principles that our country is supposed to stand for. The government is an artificial creation. This is what the Declaration of Independence says. The Declaration of Independence says governments are set up by the people to achieve certain ends, an equal right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. When governments become destructive of those ends, that's the language of the Declaration of Independence, when governments become destructive of those ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish the government. Obedience to government is the sign of a totalitarian state. Disobedience to government is a democratic act when that government is not fulfilling its obligation to care for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.